You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome on to the show, Joe Davis, one of the great play-by-play broadcasters in America. You see him on the World Series and get to enjoy him on Dodgers games late night after Nats baseball all year long on the baseball side of things. But he's also on the call with Greg Olson, a terrific team for Fox, of this Eagles-Commanders game at home tomorrow. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for hopping aboard with us on this Friday.
Well, of course. It's great to be with you guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Let's just start with the matchup. I mean, you got two teams going in very different directions here at the end of the year. I'm sure you've called many games quite like this one, right, where you've got a team that needs it in Philly and a team that doesn't in Washington. Where do you start zeroing in on storylines?
Yeah, we actually had one last week because we had Philly against the Raiders, so I'm hoping that it's a little more compelling than that one wound up being, because my goodness, was that lopsided and over before.
It's a time card game for you guys, isn't it? You got to earn that paycheck.
You're doing stories in the middle of the second quarter. Yeah.
Right. I think that one turned out to be as lopsided as it looked. I think that there are reasons to believe this one won't be quite like that. You know, there's the cliche that it's a division game and it's hard to knock out a team in your division the way that the Eagles did the Raiders last week. I think that it'll be a fight. And I think that there are still things to like about the Commanders, even though you look at the season they've had and it's not been pretty.
What is kind of your study of them led you to, right? Just what you've seen over the last few weeks and months as you're kind of watching this team get ready to play out the last few games without Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think that it's, while last case was a dream scenario, this year is all that stuff kind of turned on its head, right? You know, losing the one score games, losing the turnover battle. And I think that if you look back to last year, 12-5, awesome. Trip to the NFC Championship game, awesome. Were they as good as the 12-5 record showed? Probably not. Are they as bad as the 4 and whatever?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is now shows. No. Somewhere in the middle in both cases, I think that probably there was, when you look back to last year and you see 12-5, you see the run to the NFC Championship game, there were probably some problems lurking there that weren't addressed because you got clouded by how good that year was, how magical that year was. And you guys, I'm sure, talk about it all the time, how old the roster is. And so you look at the injuries that they've suffered this year, probably shouldn't be that big of a surprise. You're kind of playing with that fire when you bring back such an aging roster. And just a couple of the things on the margins, like I said, the turnovers and the close games that tend to flip, and they have.
Joe Davis of Fox with us on Grant and Danny. On the call, as you heard, of that Raiders-Eagles game last week, which Philly won 31-0. We saw Vegas early this year. It was one of the few wins for Washington all season. It was one of their only blowout wins as well. And so we get what that roster is, and isn't it 2-12? But what did Philly actually fix? If anything, like, what did you see go better? Where might they have gotten right against the Raiders that might actually carry over into this game and beyond?
I just think there was a little bit of rhythm to the offense, some semblance of an identity there where, you know, that last year they relied on the explosive running game and historic season from Saquon Barkley. And they've had elements of it. Of course, sometimes he'll look like Saquon and sometimes they'll run the ball well. But the whole formula had just kind of been off. You know, new offensive coordinator, haven't been as good on first down, and so they haven't been in as good a run situations. It's put more on Jalen Hurts' shoulders, and he's not been as good when he's had to throw a bunch. Last week they got back to what the identity had been last year, and that is running the ball. And it's not as simple as the old school, you know, to win in the NFL you got to run the ball. I think it's just the way that they're structured, the way that their roster is built. That's when they're at their best, when they're running the ball, and then Jalen Hurts isn't asked to throw it 40 times a game to beat you. He can beat you, you know, by throwing it 20 times a game, by running it a few times a game, and they lean on that running game to set it all up. And I think they got back to that last week. You know, it had been about 70% pass during the three-game losing streak that preceded last week. It was back to 70% run last week.
Joe Davis with us here on Grant and Danny. Why hasn't that run game been the same? I mean, last year it felt like if you handed it to Saquon Barkley, you were already moving the chains. Now it's 3.9 a pop over a pretty big sample. What have they said in your study of them? It's kind of come up as to the reasons they haven't been able to run it as well.
I think there's a lot of different reasons. I think that, of course, it becomes the focus of the opposing defense. You got a new offensive coordinator who's calling plays for the first time. The offensive line has been not as good. Significant injury to Lane Johnson at right tackle, so they've been without him for 5 weeks. And they've always been a different team. You look through the years, drastically different team when they've not had him in the lineup. And you put all those things together, and then you sprinkle in some things like they're the most penalized team on offense. They have more negative plays than any team on offense. It's just a bunch of not insignificant factors. You put them all together, and you get that massive drop-off that they've had.
Joe Davis, Greg Olson, an elite team for Fox, additive in the viewing experience. Looking forward to them being on the call Saturday evening tomorrow for the Commanders and the Eagles. Now, you guys have been bouncing around the league and getting your assignments all year long. Who's the best team? Maybe in that moment, like that day that you've seen this season, and then just more broadly as kind of putting your analyst hat on, who's the team that you would say, man, I wouldn't want to have to deal with them if they got their A game going?
I think we saw the two of them last night. I think the Rams and the Seahawks. We had the first Rams-Seahawks game, and the Rams won it, but the Seahawks turned it over five times and had a last-second field goal with a chance to win it. So I know Greg and I both came out of that saying, holy cow, the Rams may have won the game and have the better record, but
you can make a pretty good argument even before last night that the Seahawks are the team to beat. I still don't know that I would rather face the Rams than the Seahawks, but I think those two teams, and I do think that if Philadelphia can continue what we saw last week, I know they're playing the Raiders, but if they can continue some of what we saw, them getting back to the run, getting back to that style of leaning on that, I think that they, when you pair them with their defense, which is just ridiculously good, even without Jalen Carter, I think they're still really scary.
How is the secondary this good? That's what it feels like is kind of is the hidden advantage there. Because the pass rush, a few years ago, Joe, you remember that. I think that 70 sacks in 2022. This isn't the same pass rush, but the defense is still really good. And it feels like this secondary is incredible. And we're kind of just catching on to it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Quinyon Mitchell is an elite cornerback. I mean, we're talking top probably 3 to 5 cornerbacks in the NFL that you probably don't think of yet. He's only not even through his second season in the NFL. You probably don't immediately think of him as one of the elite guys in the league, but you guys know you get one elite guy like that can shut down a whole half of the field. I think they have that in him. And then you pair it with Vic Fangio's scheme, which is almost like cliche at this point, how much it gets talked about in the NFL because everybody does it, but it's designed to take away big plays. It's designed to keep everything in front. And then you've got two really athletic, good tackling linebackers in N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond that help you play that style. So yeah, I think it's an elite corner. It's some really athletic linebackers that are important when it comes to defending the pass in that system. And then the system itself, you put it all together, and they're as good as any defense I've seen.
Joe Davis of Fox on the Call of Eagles Commanders from Northwest Stadium. Coming up tomorrow, you can watch the game on Fox, first of a couple. The other of the games tomorrow that will be aired is the Bears and the Packers, and this is a rematch from 2 weeks ago in the NFC North for the driver's seat in that division. What do you make of Chicago's chances to go on a run? They have a very opportunistic, turnover-happy defense. Caleb Williams does miss throws, but their run game is now pretty elite EPA per play and efficiency. Ben Johnson in year one. Is that a team that you think is capable of going deep into the playoffs, or do you still need to see more from them?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sold. I think there's a little bit of some of what you had last year with the Commanders, where they've won the close games. They've won, I think, 3 or 4 games on the very last play. So, yeah, you're impressed by seeing their first-place team, but I think you've also got to be realistic and honest when looking at them, that they are 3 or 4 plays from being, you know, having 6 wins, having 7 wins. That's not to say they're not capable of making a run. And I think that the arrow is pointing up. But it's just the first year Ben Johnson's been there. Pairing him with Caleb Williams, I think you like your chances for that to continue to grow and continue to be good. And I really liked the Packers. Obviously, the Micah Parsons injury changes things. But I like the Packers if you're having me pick between those two.
Speaking of picking between two, I'm going to now ask you to choose between children here as a play-by-play nerd. I'm just curious. What do you prefer calling, baseball or football?
It's a cop-out answer, but honestly, it's whichever one I'm doing. And I can do that cop-out, I think, because they're so different.
Right.
Baseball is, especially during the regular season, you kind of lean back in your chair, and it's the romantic story that writes itself over the course of a summer. Almost becomes a different sport in October. There's nothing better than calling a postseason baseball game. But then when you look at football and how each game is an event, that's incredible too. While you're leaning back, chilling, calling baseball, football, you're literally standing up, leaning forward with each snap, each game so important.
I feel like your football gets slept on because everybody reveres the baseball, which is incredible, and you're the best going right now and calling the World Series. Your calls on some of Shohei's big moments are iconic.
Just phenomenal, Joe.
And I'll remember them forever. But
thank
I feel
guys.
like I just saw, I don't know what site it was, put out all their broadcaster awards, and like you were sweeping in like baseball awards, and I'm like, football, man. He's really, really good.
Pretty
at football
good chops there, too, yeah.
Maybe you don't probably care about any of that, but do you ever feel that way? That, like, people are. It's almost like you're an actor and they're like, we want you to play a cop again, Joe. Go play a cop. And you're like, you know, I can do other things, too.
That's funny. Now, I need to hire you guys as my agents, my hype men.
I'm available.
Seriously, I am available.
Let me know.
That's awesome. You know, what's funny is I grew up, I'm the son of a Hall of Fame football coach in Michigan, high school coach. So football was my life growing up, and I played football in college. That was always more my sport than baseball was. But I'll happily take being considered a baseball guy if that means people appreciate that work, and it has to come at the expense of however I'm viewed in football. I'm fine with that.
Well, at the risk, before we let you go, of now just pumping his tires too much.
I know.
I do want you to know that the World Series, you crushed. You know, you're calling Dodgers games all year. Everyone complains about everything on Twitter, and people are mad that you're, for some reason, like at the parade. But I thought the World Series was handled perfectly. It was just exquisite, the broadcasts, and one that we'll never forget. So job well done, and kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.